Hi, my name is Naftali from Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name is Shay.
Hi, so I'll be the service coordinator to help you get enrolled. For whom are you applying?
My mom.
For your mom, okay, perfect. Let me just go over how the process works. First, let me ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. So I do see that your mom has Medicaid. Is her total income more than $2,900 per month?
$2,900, you said?
Yes.
No.
No, not more than that. Okay, perfect. And does she have any house on her name or any assets like a life insurance policy?
No.
Nothing. Okay, perfect. Then she should be able to qualify. And let me ask as well, does any minor live in the house with the patients?
My two nephews.
What is it?
My two nephews.
Oh, so they're under 21.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually a good thing because therefore you won't need to submit any financials. So you won't need documents, so it's going to speed up the process a little bit. Okay, so here's how the process will work. So your mom will have two assessments. The first one is going to be with the broker, which you'll call in and schedule an in-home visit. So they'll assess the financial eligibility of your mom. After this, the aging agency will call you to schedule a second assessment, which is going to be more like a functional assessment, also an in-home visit. In the meantime, we would need to have the doctor sign forms that your mom needs the services. We have our telehealth doctor that can help you with that. If you'd like me, I can schedule the telehealth doctor to call you, and they'll schedule a call whenever it works for you. Do you want me to ask and request a call for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll do that. So once this, we have the PCP form and both assessments are done, the broker sends over the file to the county's office. They review it, and if you're approved, the insurance, they will assign you a coordinator from the insurance, which will assess the how many hours your mother needs. And once this is done, you can start care. So basically, the process might take up to 2 months. It goes through a few different agencies. But it all depends on how on top we are on it. Meaning to say, if we're on top, then you know it shouldn't take longer than 2 months.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and save my number in the contacts. My name is Naftali. So I'll be calling you about that.
Okay. What's your number?
My number is
267-551.
Yes, correct. 551-7445.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Naftali.
Can you spell that, please?
N as Nancy, A, F as father, P as Tom, A, L-I.
Okay, 267-551-7445.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So if you want me, I can transfer you right now to the broker, if that helps you. Schedule the first assessment.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let me also give you the number of the broker. So it's going to be 877.
877.
550.
Okay.
4227.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and transfer you. Once you have the dates, you can text me the dates whenever it is. And also I will request a call from the telehealth doctor to call you. It's going to be from a 718 number. They're a Brooklyn company.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and transfer you right now. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania